Dr. Nathan Lewis has been active in the solar fuels, solar chemical field for over 40 years. He's a professor of chemistry at the California Institute of Technology. He will be the speaker this Thursday and Friday for the University of West Florida's Hal Marcus College of Science and Engineering Distinguished Lecture Series. I spoke to Dr. Lewis last week and asked how he became interested in energy.
Waiting in gas lines with my dad in the 1970s when we really had an energy crisis, and I was a teenager at the time and was interested in science and wanted to do something about that if I could. So that stuck with me as a theme of my research.
It's interesting that you mentioned that, because I think that's where everybody in America really started thinking about energy, was that 73 energy crisis.
I think that's right. It really captured the attention. We had so much success in the moonshots and space technology that now that we had issues back home on Earth, couldn't we harness that same sense of know-how and whiz-bang innovation to get out of this other problem? And we actually made a lot of progress.
Dr. Lewis says finding alternative energy sources has never really caught the imagination of the public the way space exploration or medical breakthroughs have. He feels that's because, for most people, energy is energy.
It's not like making a cell phone when you bring new functionality to it and you pay $1,000 for the next generation, because instead of letting it talk in your car, you can read email. And instead of letting you read email, you can pull up a navigation system or some other new thing that people pay for. Alternative energy just gives you, ideally, the same electricity you already have right now and the same fuel you already have right now, or maybe even a different one that isn't as preferable, but that has the attributes that it might be homegrown and or environmentally beneficial. But you can't see that when you're just hitting your electricity switch, and so that's a hard value proposition to bring home.
During the lecture series, Dr. Lewis will give a pair of talks. One is called Where the Energy of the Future Will Come From. The other, Artificial Photosynthesis, Direct Production of Fuels from Sunlight. He says the two topics are closely aligned.
You can't build a better mousetrap until you actually understand that mice are a threat, is a favorite saying of military technology developers. So if you subscribe to the notion that we have plenty of fossil energy, then we won't have to do anything if we're content to just use oil, coal, and gas until they start to run out, which might be many centuries from now. But if you think that we want to avoid carbon dioxide emissions sooner rather than later, then you have to look at where the gaps are, what we don't know how to do.
So what don't we know how to do? Dr. Lewis says, first, we don't know how to store massive amounts of energy to compensate for times when the sun doesn't shine and the wind doesn't blow. The other gap involves transportation.
Even if we electrify all the light-duty vehicles, there's no such thing as a plug-in hybrid airplane. And what do we do about global commerce when we need a liquid transportation fuel? So the gaps are those. The biggest energy source is the sun, and hence it makes sense to try to develop an approach that would do what nature figured out, which is take that biggest resource, the sun, and store it in this most energy-dense form known to mankind, other than the nucleus of an atom, chemical bonds, and make chemical fuels.
That's what natural photosynthesis does inside a plant. And that's what Dr. Lewis and his team are trying to accomplish. Find a way to take the sun and, instead of storing the energy in batteries, turn that energy into chemical fuels that can run cars and planes and heat homes.
Let's do what nature did, but do it better, in the same way that birds have feathers, but we don't build fast-flying aircraft out of feathers. We design them with wings and jet engines instead. So let's build a machine that takes sunlight, that biggest resource, and makes a fuel that humans can use, like splitting water into hydrogen and oxygen, or combining the hydrogen with carbon dioxide to make a totally renewable, sustainable form of a liquid fuel like methanol or gasoline that we could put into our existing energy system. It's just that it would be totally carbon neutral, and sustainable by virtue of this process.
Dr. Nathan Lewis will be talking about these issues and this project Thursday evening at 6 at the Museum of Commerce in downtown Pensacola and Friday at noon on the UWF campus. Both lectures are free and open to the public. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.